except that the election is to take place tomorrow, isn't it, in America? Mr. Bush and Mr. Dukakis. Mr. Dukakis is narrowing the gap, but not sufficiently to prevent Mr. Bush from growing into a tree. That's tomorrow, the big day. And what other headlines can I recall? There was in southwest China an earthquake, I think. No known to the number of people killed and injured. And Mr. John Boland, a Fine Gael man, used to be a minister, but he got demoted in a reshuffle there last year, was it, or this year? He was complaining about the boss, Alan Jukes. What Alan said at the weekend. John Boland giving out about his leader. And the Fianna Fáil leader, Charlie, was said to be in brilliant form at the cabinet meeting at his home in Kinsale over the weekend. Someone asked one of the ministers, how's Charlie? They said he was brilliant form. That's good news. And they were hinting about retiring and all this old speculation, you know, the media now trying to make a bit of news to excite us. No question of that. No way. Could never see Charlie retiring, could you? Not at all. And they still haven't appointed an EC commissioner. They're holding on. No rush. Weather forecast this morning. There was talk of rain in some places. But all I saw was fog and frost. And so far, so good. Here at the top of William Street, Igohar Limni, no rain. With Charlie Cloud, all right. With Billy Breeze and Jack Frost. But no rain and no Sammy Sunshine. And 'tis brightening up, slowly but surely. It took its time dawning, it didn't dawn till nearly 7 o'clock. But looking down the street, 'tis grand. Galloping maggots in three rows coming up William Street, up the one way. And don't be going down it. I saw a fella going down it the other day, straight through the lights and down William Street. Little did he know what he was going to meet when he got down to the corner. Three lines of traffic coming towards him. He ducked down High Street, but I'd say he got a right shock before he made the corner. There's the specials from the Master Butcher. That's Derek, isn't it? Hi, Derek. Morning, Derek. No. Derek says, the Master Butcher, Brendan Lochnan, downstairs today will give us streaky bacon at 79 pence a pound and pork liver, 39 pence a pound. Today's specials from the Master Butcher downstairs. And if you can't get in, Tim, you can phone him at 44213 for deliveries. Overhead, the Master Butcher. That's where you'll find John the Man. Messing and cribbing each morning for you. There's the birthday list from yesterday's Independent, but it's today's Examiner we need now, isn't it? We'll peruse the paper. Filling all the air with dreaming. Could my heart but still it's beating. Only you can tell it how, beloved. The Cork Examiner, number 51,755. Monday morning, November 7, 1988. Price 55 pence, including VAT. And the time is 10 past 9. Well, that's not on the paper, naturally. But I took my eyes off it to glance at the clock. Oh, I have a small sup of tea the last of it. And I'm going to sip it. I'm going to guzzle it. You'd want nerves of steel, wouldn't you? That's beautiful. Front page Cork Examiner. Rod Men rebuff Daly. Fisheries Minister Brendan Daly has received a rebuff to his latest attempt to finally solve the embarrassing and costly rod licence row following his statement of Friday night, in which he outlined his proposals to end the row. Fishermen's representatives said yesterday that there would be no settlement until all talk of a rod licence was dropped. No licence, they said. Everyone else is looking for licences. The fishermen don't want any licences. See? Well, that's the world. We're all looking for TV licences, dog licences, radio licences. Dinny Byrne is looking for dog licence. But there's the fishermen, don't want any licences. Everyone is opposed to the licence, said Mr. Michael Ryan of the Corrib, Mask and Carra Boatmen's Association. So now the row continues about the fishing. A major breakthrough by Irish scientists could cut down the number of victims of breast cancer throughout the world. Scientists will soon be able to tell from birth whether a girl is likely to develop the potential killer disease later in life. This means that doctors will be able to attack the threat long before it even begins to develop into a tumour. Scientists at University College Galway, who made the breakthrough, are publicly cautious but privately exhilarated about the progress of their research. That could be great news. Time will tell. Reynolds tipped to replace McSherry, Liam O'Neill political correspondent, says the Taoiseach, Mr. Haughey, has still not made up his mind who will replace Ray McSherry as Minister for Finance when the Sligo TD is formally nominated as Ireland's new EC Commissioner later this week. But the indications are it will be Industry Minister Albert Reynolds. This emerged last night after a special meeting of the Cabinet at the Taoiseach's home in Kinsale, where Mr. Haughey has been recuperating for the past week after a respiratory infection that left him confined to hospital for nearly 3 weeks. An informal gathering, a spokesman said it was, primarily concerned with an overview of the political situation and the economy, with particular reference to the upcoming budget. So said a spokesman. And there's a photograph in colour of Alan Jukes. And underneath the photograph, "I'll be Taoiseach next year," in inverted commas. Fine Gael leader Alan Jukes put his party on election alert at the Ardesh in Dublin over the weekend. "The fragile foundations of the Fianna Fáil government were beginning to crumble," claimed Mr. Jukes, as he warned that the timescale for a run to the country was now months rather than years. Alan Jukes reckons he could be Taoiseach next year. Well, Michael Noonan I saw a couple of times over the weekend on the telly. That's our Michael Noonan now, from Lochill down the Dock Road. The Fine Gael former minister, Michael Noonan. And I thought he was brilliant on the telly. I saw him at the Ardesh, and I saw him, was it on Questions and Answers last night? Our Michael Noonan. Excellent. A topper. It wouldn't surprise me if he was Taoiseach one of these days. A freak accident claimed the life this weekend of a young man after a car crash near the Cork and Limerick border. 19-year-old Thomas Fox from Locht Street, Kilfinan, County Limerick, was found dead, pinned underneath his car after it left the road at Ballantlea near Donnerail in Cork. Mr. Fox was driving to meet his girlfriend on Saturday night when his car left the road in poor visibility and plummeted 10 feet into a ditch running alongside a forest. He apparently managed to get out of the car, which lay on its side, but it then rolled over on top of him, killing him instantly. Ah, the poor fella. Gardaí investigating the accident say no other person was involved and the windscreen on the car was not broken. The dead man was the son of Liam and Mary Fox and had one brother. He was employed as a telephone subcontractor. His body was removed to Mallow Hospital following the accident and a post-mortem was carried out yesterday. Lord have mercy on young Thomas Fox of Kilfinan. Sympathy to his brother and his mam and dad, Mary and Liam. A sad accident on Saturday night. Near Donnerail, Mr. Fox reminds me of our own Fox, Sir Lawrence Larry Foxy O'Brien, who died suddenly early on Thursday morning. And that's why we weren't broadcasting from lunchtime on Thursday until yesterday. In sympathy with the O'Brien family and as a mark of respect to the late Foxy, Lord have mercy again on the Fox. Still on the front page of the paper, ex-Beatle Ringo Starr and his beautiful actress wife Barbara Bach are being treated for alcoholism in an American clinic. The two of them, mind you. They must have gone on a right bather altogether. Former Beatles press officer Derek Taylor gave the news last night. In a statement, he said he was authorised by the couple. They have already received 4 weeks of treatment and faced another 4 weeks before they are cured. He could not say where they were, but it is understood they're in the Betty Ford Clinic, which has built a reputation on helping the rich and famous to kick the habit. That has been ruled out, so they're not in the Betty Ford Clinic. That's all they're sure of. God knows where they are, but they're not in the Betty Ford Clinic. Ringo Starr and Barbara Bach. Two of them trying to get off the old booze. Doing it together. I suppose one can help the other. It's like when you're trying to give up the fags. It is 19 minutes past 9, would you believe? Which means I'm 4 minutes late in calling the dressing gown brigade. DGBs, get up. There's a fella down from Dublin. Young Davison. Oh, bye, Paul. Welcome. Now, read that there. You probably know those two. I don't know them at all. Look at that. A nana. 103 years young, in full colour on the front page. Mary Ellen Murphy of Monard, Blarney, with her month-old great-granddaughter, Anne-Marie Cadogan. Anne-Marie celebrated her first month yesterday, and Mary Ellen Murphy celebrated her 103rd birthday, and she's like a 2-year-old, God bless her. Mary Ellen Murphy, look at that, Paul. 103.
Great age, John. Great
beautiful.
Age.
Brilliant now. Nana, all you nanas, get a Cork Examiner. You're only a child. Mary Ellen Murphy, 103. and she holding the small baba. No bothered her. Fine looking woman, God bless her. 103, japers, frightened you, wouldn't it? Would you like to live that long? And there she's on the back page as well, cooking. Look at that. She's stirring the pot. In her cardigan, Mary Ellen Murphy up bright and early to make the dinner as she celebrated her birthday yesterday. Eddie O'Hare took the photographs. And Donal Musgrave did the report, and he says the magic potion of youth for Mrs. Mary Ellen Murphy, who celebrated her 103rd birthday yesterday, is good plain food, hard work, plenty of elbow grease, and a sense of humour about life. Look at that. Mary Ellen was born in 1885, 2 years before Queen Victoria's Jubilee celebrations. Despite her great age, she is hale, hearty and active, and loves nothing more than to work in the kitchen alongside her daughter-in-law Mary. I hate sitting down and seeing other people working, she confides. But I'm not the same now. I love sitting down watching other people work. Every day she washes and peels the potatoes, does the spuds. She reads the Examiner from cover to cover, but especially the death notices to see if there's anyone dead to give us a day out. Well, I'd say she's seen a lot of them gone to God in her 103 years. Her basic philosophy of life is to live one day at a time. I never look forward one day beyond the other. I take every day as it comes. The world has changed immeasurably since she grew up on the family farm, but in her mind the greatest change has been in people's attitudes. In my young days, everybody was everyone's friend. If you wanted care or help, your neighbour was your friend. Now it's everyone for himself. People want to get money no matter how they get it, crooked or straight. Ah, that's sad. That's Mary Ellen Murphy reflecting on the changes we've seen in the last 103 years. She says the biggest change is 'tis all man mind thyself, money, money, crooked or straight. Sad. That rather spoils it a bit, doesn't it? But 'tis true for her. 9:23 and a half. We haven't even opened the paper yet. Pirates will leave a gap. Page 22, back page. There's a fly. 7th of November. There will be a not insignificant gap on the Irish airwaves in the months ahead as pirate radio stations close in anticipation of the granting of licences for the new community stations, the chairman of the new Radio and Television Commission has said. Mr. Justice Seamus Hinchy predicted RTE would have a virtual monopoly of the Irish airwaves as the gap between the closure of the pirates on December the 31st and the opening of the new stations will be wider than expected. Twill indeed. RTE will have it all to themselves in the new year until such time as the legal stations start up. God knows when that will be, because they'll be getting down to the serious business now of doing the bookwork, and a lot of people will be finding out that isn't at all as easy as they thought. They'll be changing their minds about looking for licenses when they sit down and really start doing their figures. So that's it. D-Day, December 31, and we, please God, expect to close on the Friday before Christmas. Let you have a nice, peaceful Christmas. Not be bothering ye over the Christmas and the week afterwards. So, Friday, December 23, if we survive that long. We might go sooner than that, but God willing, we'll keep it going until then. And we'll make our farewells. And wish you all a happy Christmas and prosperous New Year. And you never know, then God is good for 1989. We might be back in some form or another. We'll hope for the best. But this year will signal the end of the pirates, as we are affectionately known, not so affectionately known by some. 9:25, the gap will be significant. Cork will be very quiet, won't it, in the new year? There'll be nothing on the VHF. FM will be pure quiet. The medium wave, you'll still have your BBCs and Luxembourg and other stations on the medium wave coming in from other countries, along with RTE. But on the FM wave band, the posh one, all you'll have is RTE1 and RTE2. Be amazingly quiet. You'll be twiddling your knob, pressing your buttons. Silence. Be very strange, won't it, after all these years? All gone. More tomorrow. Did you hear the mug rattling off my glasses? That happens when I have to tip it up to get the last little drop. A quick scurry now through the paper. Do I know him? I don't. I thought I knew him on page 3. I'll tell you now who I thought that was. I thought it was PJ Power, the flying manager of the Crescent and the Parkway shopping centres. Very like PJ. Behind every winner there's another, say the lottery people. A big long list of all who have benefited from the lottery proceeds. You'd be surprised to read some of the groups that got money from the lottery. But I wish they'd organise it and get rid of that V-I-K-I-N-G. It is disgraceful. Unfortunate people looking for G's. Oh. Don't want to drop that blooming thing. And stop frightening people too, giving them 2 1,000s and a 10,000 when they're scratching their cards, giving them heart attacks. It's all advertising there. Where's Maureen Fox? One look at Maureen. See how she is today. Pat Lynch and the weather are on page 13. No sign of Maureen. I must have skipped her. Go back again. Maureen Fox on Monday. Where could she have gone? I think the ads have displaced Maureen Fox today in the Cork Examiner. No Maureen. She might be on holidays. Sports pages, John Tracy finished 3rd in the New York Marathon, in case you missed the sports news at 8 o'clock. Good weekend it was for Limerick GAA. Our hurlers beat Wexford down in Wexford, and our footballers beat Carlow down in Carlow. Well done. And on the soccer front, Newcastle West had a good draw, and Limerick had a good draw against St. Pat's, Limerick City, at Rathbane. And Newcastle West went up to Monaghan and came back with a point. They'll be pleased with that, as will Limerick City. In the hunt, at long last, the Gunners beat the Forest 4-1 in yesterday's big cross-channel soccer match. Brian Clough's Nottingham Forest suffering the bullets of the Gunners. Good win for Arsenal, 4-1. And a shock in the Munster Junior Cup soccer. Who was it beat Janesborough on penalties after extra time? I was saying it would be a right shock. Drumore Celtic beat the mighty Janesborough in the Munster Junior Cup. You'll get all that news tonight after the Angelus in the weekend sports roundup with the sports team and their guests. Racing today across channel, Wolverhampton. Wolverhampton 180. 1:15 Wolverhampton and Plumpton at 1 o'clock. No Irish racing this Monday. but you have greyhound racing tonight at the Markets Field, and it's a benefit meeting, a fundraising event for Garry Owen Rugby Football Club tonight at the Bow House. The proceeds will go to Garry Owen RFC or Garry Owen FC. I don't think they use the R. Garry Owen Football Club. Constitution beat Old Crescent 19 points to 9 in a Munster League match. And Donal Lenehan was sent off for the first time in his career. Poor Donal. Dolphin beat Highfield 12-3. Garry Owen drew with Sunday as well, 9-9. UCC beat Bowes 15-6. Water Park went up to Port de Doon and drew 17 points apiece. But Young Munster went up to Ballymena and were slaughtered 49 points to 13. And the 13 was a kind of a consolation. 13. A fierce win for Ballymena, who have clocked up an incredible number of points this season. And Corinthians gave Shannon a great match. Above in Galway, Corinthians 12, Shannon 15. In the senior rugby, not a great weekend for the Limerick teams. John McEnroe won the tennis. He was assisted by an injury to his opponent. Oops, my legs are gone all pins and needles. And it's gone 9:30 to 29 minutes to 10. So it is. What did I want to complain about? Oh, RTE. I don't know who's in charge of the sports department in RTE, but every Saturday and Sunday they manage to upset me. On Saturday they were given the results, the racing results. There was one decent race on Saturday. It was at Naas. It was a chase with five or six potential great horses. Wolf of Badenoch and Super Furrow and Barney, what is it? You know, there's five or six good horses anyway. And what did RTE do? They showed us the first three races. And the one decent race that was on the whole weekend. Do you think they showed us the finish? We wouldn't have minded if they only showed us, we'll say, the last couple of fences. Not at all. Start giving us the results after showing us three finishes of stupid blooming maiden fillies things, you know. And then with the results, right? What kind of result do you get? A big race in England, they give the result. Such and such a price, 6-1, 5-1. And then number 12, somebody was 11-1 favourite. After telling you that the second horse was 5-1 and the third horse was 6-1, they then tell you that the favourite who was down the field was 11-1. That's the kind of thing you're getting from the sports department in RTE. I don't know, it baits me. So if you're backing horses, get your results from somewhere other than RTE. Because you'll be very disappointed going into the bookie on Monday and saying, I have a few bob there. And the bookie tell you, you have not. Where'd you get those results? John Stobbit, I won't. Just throw for me. The least they could do is get the blooming prices right. Couldn't kill him. If they're not going to show us the only decent race, at least let them get the results right. Did I say it was a great weekend for Limerick GAA? I did. Limerick 3-12, Wexford 1-7. And in the football, who did we beat? We beat Carlow. Where they say, get up. That's the way they talk down in Carlow. Did you get it? I did. Get up, the dressing gown brigade, come on. Weather, page 12. I love a lassie. She has a classy chassis. No, page 13, the weather. 6 a.m. to midnight. Leinster, skip that. Ulster, Connacht and Munster. Some fudge or drizzle at first, but mostly dry with bright spells. Come on, Sammy Sunshine. You're supposed to be on duty. Rain in western areas later this afternoon or evening. Mild, maxima 12 to 14. Oh. That's the plural of maximum. Maxima. Very posh. Southeast winds becoming fresh to strong. The outlook, rain, heavy at times, extending eastwards tonight. And breezy. The cold now could be coming. But at the moment, it is still grand, looking out the windows. That's the news from RTE and the Cork Examiner. Thanks to both. And 'tis 25 minutes to 10 o'clock. I will be killed. Way behind skedoodle. Some letters to catch up on. Dear John, please play a request for my great granddaughter, Niamh Kennedy, of 17 Deer Park Adair, who is 6 on the 7th of November. That's today. Niamh Kennedy. 6, I'd say Niamh has gone to school, would you? Would you play it before 9 o'clock? Stuff. Aren't I very bold? Oh, I'll be killed now. I said it before I read the letter. Apologies to the Kennedys of 17 Deer Park Adair and to Peg Lawless above in Dublin. Peg can't hear me in Dublin, thank God. And I'll do that tomorrow morning, please God, before 9 o'clock, before Niamh goes to school. Oh, that's bad, John, that's bad. Between 9:30 and 10 o'clock, John. Ah, that's better. On Friday. Sorry about Friday. You know why we were off. From Mount Minnet, Cahir Cunlish. John, please play a request for my mam and dad, Phyllis and Danny Long, who are married 22 years on Saturday the 5th. That's Guy Fawkes. Bonfire night in England. Wishing them many more anniversaries to come. And best of luck from their daughters, Bernie, Colette, Sinead, and son Declan. Thanking you, John, from Bernie. Something nice, please. Sorry, Bernie, we are 3 days late, as usual. With the anniversary greetings to Mam and Dad, Phyllis and Danny Long. 22 years of bliss last Saturday. And no blisters. Between 9:30 and 10, John, please play a request for our son, Paul Ryan, of 32 Sycamore Drive, Bruff, who is 6 on Friday. Well, I know they had no school last week. I would suggest that Paul Ryan has gone to school now as well. So I'll put that away with the request for Niamh Kennedy. And please God, tomorrow morning, I'll do them before 9 o'clock, as I'm sure both Niamh and Paul are gone to school this good while. There. Confusion reigns. Those over there now, where I won't forget them. Oops, I'm after dropping them. Something nice. I have something lovely for Phyllis and Denny Long. Anne Breen at 22 minutes to 10 o'clock.
As you put your arms around me, Directly opposite the new fire station, you'll find Mulgrave Street Fireplace Centre. Large range of fireplaces from £170, custom-built furniture, dining room suites, etc. Free quotations, estimates and measurings. Call to Sean Hogan and staff or phone 46832 for Mulgrave Street Fireplace Centre, directly opposite the new fire station. When it comes to taxis, come to Speedy Taxis, because old friends are best. Reliable, friendly, 24-hour service. Speedy Taxis, ring 318844. Old friends are best. Speedy Taxis, 318844. Don't forget your Milford Hospice bingo cards. Support a worthy cause and have fun at the same time. Get your Milford Hospice bingo cards from your local shops or agents, or call to the office at Radio Limney, 1 Upper Gerald Griffin Street, Limerick. And don't forget the office hours, 9:30 to 5:30, Monday to Friday, please. For furniture removals, local, national or international, Pat Carey is your man at Lanarone Avenue, Corbally. Phone 344937. For furniture removals, Pat Carey, 344937. There's a great Christmas bonus from now until Christmas at Shannon Furniture and Carpets, Upper William Street. All goods reduced. Heavy standard vinyl, half price, £1.99, £2.99, £3.99. Limerick's cheapest carpets. Nobody will beat the prices at Shannon Furniture. All carpets reduced, some at half price. 12 by 9, £24. And 63-piece suites must clear at reduced prices. It will pay you to visit Shannon Furniture. Provident customers are welcome to the bonus. Shannon Furniture and Carpets, Upper William Street and Sexton Street, Igahar Limney. Let Foley's Nurseries Anacotti provide you with a complete landscaping service. Also maintenance, cutting of lawns, trimming hedges, pruning shrubs and trees. And Foley's have a garden centre. At Anacotti, Foley's Nurseries, for all your gardening needs, phone 336443. That's 336443 for Foley's Nurseries Anacotti. It's out! Madden's Christmas gift catalogue in full living colour. 100 free gifts, including 50 toys at low, low tokens for Christmas. Ask your milkman for a catalogue or call to Madden's Gift Shop in William Street, Limerick. Madden's milk, best milk and best free gifts. For bicycles for Christmas, you won't beat Emerald at 1 Patrick Street, Limerick. Bicycles for all ages. Children's bikes from £55, racers from £119, mountain bikes from £140. Start now with a £5 deposit. Agents for all makes, Rally, Peugeot, etc. Emerald also are brother sewing agents and repair all makes of sewing machines. Emerald, 1 Patrick Street, Limerick, phone 46983. Emerald are also in Ennis. Newsflash, from the 9th of November, the Oyster Ballroom in Drumkeen will be open as a second-hand store, selling all kinds of furniture, cookers, freezers, tools, office furniture, fantastic bargains on pianos, and all items for the home, office and garden. Want a bargain? Call to the Oyster Ballroom, Drumkeen. It's open 7 days a week from the 9th of November, or telephone 84225. Grand opening on Wednesday the 9th of November, Tower Carpets and Vinyls at number 8 Lower Gerald Griffin Street, Limerick. There will be fantastic opening offers on all the stock carpets and vinyls and specialising in rugs. Tower Carpets and Vinyls open from Wednesday the 9th at 8 Lower Gerald Griffin Street, Limerick. For quality, call to Tony and John in Tower Carpets or telephone 318133.
I'm fierce late. 'Tis 13 minutes to 10 o'clock. Better late than never, says you. Sorry again about the length of the commercial break, as the second big long break we had this morning, because I was engaged in conversation with a friend from Dublin, Paul Davidson of Anorax Ireland. Paul, who's been a pioneer of local radio and stuck with it through thick and thin, all down through the years. And Paul, naturally very sad at the thought that come the end of this year, all the pirates, he doesn't call us pirates, he has a nice name for us. But they'll be all gone. And Paul, no doubt, will be writing a book, I would imagine, someday soon, about the years of the illegal broadcasting in Ireland. And other countries, Paul has contacts with radio stations all over the world, and has been a regular visitor to Radio Limni from the very early days when he took his life in his hands, coming to some of the premises we broadcast from before we got all posh. We're fierce posh now, overhead the master butcher here at the top of William Street. That's the good news, a pleasant chat I had with Paul Davidson. Now the sad news, as usual. The death notices from yesterday's Independent and this morning's Independent, and notices that have been handed in to us this Monday morning. Just want to make sure I have them all more or less together. Quite a number of them, sad to say. And it's not on any of yesterday's or today's papers, but I would start straight away with the story of our friend, the late, great Lawrence, Sir Lawrence Larry Foxy O'Brien, one of the most popular people in Radio Limni Land and here at Radio Limni, his Saturday programme. Hats off to Larry, with apologies to Del Shannon. Was a fantastically popular programme with so many people every Saturday. The Fox was on the run at Radio Limni, running from his merry widows. Some of them chasing him with kisses and others chasing him with umbrellas and giving out to him. But he took it all in his stride and kept smiling, the late great Larry Foxy O'Brien. Again, Lord have mercy on Larry. I'm sure he has had. And sympathy again to the O'Brien family, families, and all the relatives, and his many friends. Larry Foxy O'Brien, who died early last Thursday morning. Now, yesterday's Independent, Delan, Ní Enright, Dublin, and Ballyhahel, County Limerick, on the 5th of November, at the residence of her daughter Kathleen in Navan Road, Dublin, Eileen Delan, beloved wife of the late Martin and loving mother of Michael, Paul, Kathleen and John, deeply regretted by her loving family, son-in-law, daughters-in-law, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, relatives and friends, RIP. Removal was yesterday from her daughter's home to the parish church in Ballyhahel, and the funeral is today after 12:30 mass. Funeral to Kilfergus Cemetery. The late Mrs. Eileen Delan Ní Enright of Ballyhahel, who died at her daughter's home in Dublin. And the mass is at 12:30 today in Ballyhahel Church, the funeral then to Kilfergus Cemetery. Noonan, 16 Plunkett Road, Askeaton, on the 4th of November, Edmund Ned Noonan, at his residence,